On top, Brianna, you're with the UAE, Shawn Mendes.
Pretty Malik.
Oh, dear.
And Big Rossi.
Smelling my mask to see if it smells all right.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
You guys are lovely. We love you guys every morning.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Good morning, UAE. Just going 6:03 for your Sunday morning, the 11th of April, with me, Eddie, Pretty, and Big Rossi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning, morning. Good weekend, everybody.
I moved.
Yay! Finally.
Yes, awesome. We'll hear more about that later on, I hope.
Okay, sure. Whatever you want to know, Rossi, I'm here to answer those questions.
What do you think I did on Friday?
Brunch.
Brunch, correct.
Obvious. Yes.
Yeah, if I'm not doing a staycation, I'm doing a brunch.
Rossi cannot stay at home. We need to discuss this week.
Right, okay.
Because you need to just be outside.
Because we need to discuss this need to not be at home.
Well, it's just, you know, while the weather is still nice, I want to make
Agreed.
The most of it.
You
Agreed. Know, want to get out.
But I don't think you spend collectively more than 3 hours at home, not counting sleep time.
Yeah.
In a day. You don't.
You're probably
so
true.
We need to discuss this.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll discuss that.
Thank you.
Also, what happened to your scooters, mate?
Oh, don't talk about that.
Are we going to talk about that? Please, I need to know the story.
Yeah.
They just broke down, both of them.
No, come on.
I took one out and then it broke down. Then I came back with all our lads and I got the other one. And then that broke down as well.
Business Bay,
I had to get a guy to come and pick me up.
Oh.
That's funny.
Oh, it's horrible.
Are they fixed now?
No, outside my house. So I'll have to send them off to get fixed again. But that's the joys of having classic motorcycles, Pretty.
Why do you have two? Why did you have two, by the way? Was someone else riding the other one?
First one I got was free, wasn't it?
No. I mean, were you out on both?
I wasn't out on... How does that work?
That's what I'm wondering, because you said... I saw two.
I came back, because one stopped working.
Yeah.
I left that by the side of the road.
Oh, okay.
And then jumped on the back of someone else's, came back to my
got
house.
Got it.
Got another one.
And that one broke down too?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So I was confused.
It was a fun Friday morning.
Great. So it's a great eventful weekend, and the eventful show continues, because, yeah, we are still trying to figure out that Virgin Radio BMW secret sound. It's driving me crazy. I want to know what it is as well. So we have another clue for you today just after 8,
yep.
Which is exciting. The pop quiz returns at 7:10, but up next, we need you. We need you to tell us how your weekend was.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Very good. Why are you up so early this morning, Stephanie?
Well, I'm actually doing a night shift, and I just get done in the next 2 hours, obviously I'm still at work.
Okay. What do you do?
Well, I'm a hub operations coordinator for a shipping company.
Oh, wow.
That's right up Eddie's street. Before Eddie was working behind the controls here, He used to do something very simpler, right?
Yeah, back in the day. Like, I did it for 10 years.
Wow.
10 years. What was your job, Eddie?
I was the operations manager for a shipping company.
Oh,
for
wow.
Shipping company. So Is it really busy overnight, Stephanie? Or what's the deal?
Yeah, it is, because the allocations that are allocated to me are not exactly in Dubai. They're all over. So it's basically I'm dealing with Rotterdam and Netherlands.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Well, yeah, Eddie used to talk to pirates, didn't you, Eddie?
You knew this was coming, right,
I knew
Eddie?
It was coming.
This is a true story. He used to negotiate with pirates, didn't you, Eddie?
Oh, yeah. Those were
the days.
Times. Those were tough times.
Wow.
That's awesome. It's like shipping is pretty hectic.
Yeah, but that was not awesome. I would not want to relive those moments.
No. those were some tense times.
That was so tense.
We call
so
Eddie,
stressful.
We call Eddie Captain Phillips. That's what we call him in the studio.
But look at the bright side. I mean, you went from shipping to like radio now.
Yeah,
right? That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Stephanie, do you like your job? Like, do you enjoy what you're doing?
I actually love my job.
That's awesome.
And like, this is one job that I actually wake up and I'm like, you know, the previous jobs that I used to work at, I used to like wake up and I used to be like, oh my God, I don't even want to go to work. Like, let me just call in sick today. But this job, I learn something new every day. So I just wake up and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm getting ready. Oh yeah, I'm going to wear my best pants.
Aww.
Oh yeah, I'm going to wear my good shoes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's what matters in the end, you know, like, no matter what job you do, as long as you have that happiness and that fulfillment and that passion for it, That's what you need. So that's why you sound so happy at the tail end of your night shift, which is great.
I know, right? Apart from the fact that I'm an insomnia, let's not miss that.
Listen,
insomnia,
we feel your pain. We feel your pain being up early as well. So hopefully you get some good rest today.
I will in the next 2 hours, but I'm going to listen to you guys till some more time.
Well, hopefully this song will keep you going for the next couple of hours, right, Eddie?
Oh, it definitely will. Have a fantastic day, Stephanie.
This is Virgin Radio.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Let's start off with the sad news over the weekend. DMX has died at the age of 50. His family issued a statement saying, "We are deeply saddened to announce today that our loved one, DMX, birth name of Earl Simmons, passed away at 50 years old at White Plains Hospital. This is in New York, with his family by his side after being placed on life support for the past few days. Last week, he was hospitalized after an overdose. He suffered a heart attack and unfortunately just could not recover." I mean, DMX, one of the pioneers when it comes to the rap music industry. I mean, same time, what would you say, around Biggie, Tupac? Like, he was just one of the legends when it came to rap and pioneers. He had 5 albums debut at number one, which is incredible. He had a movie career, some of like the songs of, I want to say, my youth, like I remember too, the 90s. Rest in peace, DMX. Gone way too soon. 50.
That's what happens when you dabble with unfortunate stuff. You know what I mean?
Substances and the demons, as they say. Prince Charles has paid tribute to his father, Prince Philip, who also passed away this weekend at the age of 99. Have a listen to Prince Charles.
As you can imagine, my family and I miss my father enormously. He was a much loved and appreciated figure. My dear papa was a very special person who, I think, above all else, would have been amazed by the reaction and the touching things that have been said about him. And from that point of view, we are, my family, deeply grateful for all that. It will sustain us in this particular loss and at this particularly sad time.
The funeral, the funeral will be taking place on April 17th at Windsor Castle. Obviously, due to COVID protocols, it's going to be family only. And yes, Prince Harry will be flying over to attend. Meghan Markle will not be attending. That is because of doctor's orders. She is pregnant with baby number 2. So they told her, please don't travel at this time. But that's just sad. I mean, how did you feel reading the news over the weekend?
Yeah, it was sad. It was Friday, actually. It came through mid-afternoon. So, it was sad, really. A lot of people are feeling the same way in the UK as well.
Yeah,
you know?
It's an end of an era, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, The Rock. He has the support of 46% of American adults if he were to make a presidential run in 2024.
Ooh.
46%. That's a large number.
Yeah.
Now, if he were to run, the other celebrities, they did like a whole poll. The other celebrities that also receive support, 30% say Angelina Jolie for president, 27% for Oprah, and 22% for Tom Hanks. I actually thought Tom Hanks would have been higher on that list.
I also thought Oprah might be higher on
that list. But The Rock actually responded to the poll. He said on Instagram, "I don't think our founding fathers ever envisioned a 6'4", bald, tattooed, half black, half Samoan, pickup driving, fanny pack wearing guy joining their club. But if it ever happens, it would be my honor to serve you, the people." Which, to me, says the man is thinking about it.
Well, we've always said it on the show, right? It might happen.
Well, there's always been like talk about it. He's made jokes, but now he's like getting a little serious about it. I don't know about 2024. That may be way too soon.
I wonder what laws he'd bring into the US.
I don't know. Like, everyone has to work out once a day.
Yeah. Eat what tacos. Else?
Eat sushi.
Have a cheat day once a week.
Everyone does sushi together. Like, I don't know. Yeah. But that would definitely be an interesting president. Like, no one would mess with The Rock. Can you imagine The Rock walking into a meeting with like other world leaders?
Oh, wow.
Towering over them? You listen to what I have to say. Okay.
Yeah. You smell what The Rock is cooking? Yeah, oh, okay. You know, so sorry.
Right? It's like, do you say Mr. Rock, the president?
Mr. Johnson.
President
Johnson.
There it is.
All right, Brittany, hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
We're learning how to speak Scottish.
We are indeed, yes. So a couple of months ago, I got you guys to speak Scottish, and we got a Scottish person on the phone. Have a listen to this. This is great.
Okay.
I'm going to make you guys sound instantly Scottish.
Okay. Do you think we can get a Scottish on the phone?
A Scottish.
a Scot. What do you say?
A Scot.
A Scot.
Do you think we can get someone from Scotland on the show right now?
I'm sure there's a couple of people.
Rossi said there's so many of you. Let's put him to the test.
So give us a call if you're Scottish right now. I need your help to judge if their Scottish accent is good. Right. Somebody told me yesterday, and it's a meme actually. If you want to say Spice Girls in a Scottish accent, just say Space Ghettos in an American accent.
Space Ghettos.
It makes you sound instantly Scottish.
Does that sound Scottish?
Say it in an American accent.
Wait, she has an American accent.
But like more, yeah, go on.
More American?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can be more American.
Space Ghettos. Please try, pretty.
Space Ghettos. That's how we say it.
That does sound Scottish.
Space Ghettos. Oh, you gotta do that.
Space Ghettos.
You sound like you're seeing Spice Girls, right?
Oh, really? Space Ghettos.
Space Ghettos.
Not like ghetto. No. Space, like an American accent.
Because we don't do the ghetto.
Okay, so let me
we
do American. Ghetto. Let me go, ghetto. Oh, give me a cup of coffee.
The poor guy's got to go American to go Scottish.
Yeah. Okay,
I want to get into my American zone here. So, you know, as I was walking down the streets, there I was, and I saw some Space Ghettos.
Space Ghettos.
It did sound a little bit
Space
Irish.
Space Ghettos.
No, Scottish. Sorry, not Irish. Blair. You're Scottish?
Yes. Hello, how are you doing?
How are you, mate?
Can you say Spice Girls for us, please, Blair?
Spice Girls.
Okay. Now you two say Space Ghettos.
Okay.
Go.
Space Ghettos. Is that right? Do I sound Scottish?
Okay, Blair.
I think I sounded Scottish a little bit.
Yeah, okay. So, Blair, you say Spice Girls again, and then I'm going to go right after you, I'm going to say Space Ghettos. Okay. Okay, ready? Go.
Space Girls.
Space Ghettos.
See, I told you.
It works.
Yeah, it does work. One more time. Go again,
almost
Blake.
The same.
Go again.
Spice Girls.
Space Girls.
Space Girls.
No, Space Ghettos.
You were saying Spice Girls. It's very confusing.
So it's the ghettos that you guys... So say girls for me, Blair.
Girls.
It's almost like an extra syllable.
In the middle of it. What do you do here?
I'm a project manager.
Awesome stuff, bro. I've never been to Scotland. I hear it's beautiful.
Lovely.
Oh, it's amazing.
What, like just a lot of greenery, right?
Yeah. Well, once you get out of the city, yeah.
Where are you from, Blair?
Glasgow.
Oh, Glasgow. It's lovely. Yeah. You'd love Glasgow.
Beautiful stuff.
Loch Lomond, not far away. Lovely. Well, thanks for your call, Blair. Thanks so much.
Cheers. Good speaking to you.
See you, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Ciao.
See you later.
Did they say ciao?
No.
I feel like all like languages, they always use the word ciao. They hijack the Italians.
It's
goodbye.
Just like a cool ciao. Way.
Even in Japan, ciao.
Yeah.
No? How do you say goodbye in Japanese? Konnichiwa is...
Konnichiwa.
Sayonara.
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 People say sayonara.
Yeah, it's not really. Eddie, how do you say goodbye in Swahili?
Kwaheri.
Kwaheri.
Yeah.
There we go. Au revoir, French.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some other.
Masalama.
Masalama. See you later.
Yep.
Alvida.
Alvida.
Mm-hmm.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci. What's that?
Italian.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Any others we all know?
Hasta mañana. See you tomorrow. Spanish.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista, baby. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
Space Ghettos.
Space Ghettos.
Space Ghettos.
Space Ghettos.
Space Ghettos.
Do I say space? Sorry.
Space Ghettos.
Space Ghettos.
Space Ghettos. That's
very good. See?
All right, mate.
Do I do it again?
Space Ghettos.
You're speaking Scottish now, eh?
Aye.
Space Ghettos. Space Ghettos.
Well done.
I still can't do it, dude. And I'm the American. You said do it in American accent. I still can't do it.
Space Ghettos.
Space Ghettos.
There you go. You sound
Space Ghettos.
Well done.
Thanks.
Speaking Scottish on the Chris Fade Show this morning.
Space Ghettos. Morning.
Morning. Yeah.
Happy Sunday. Another week.
Mm-hmm.
One more week to go, then Chris will be back.
And I will be gone. Eddie will be gone.
Yeah. Then it's all up to you and Chris.
Is Nala here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Just going to be the three of
Nala,
you.
Nala, you want to take off as well?
Nala, take off.
I'll stay with you, Rossi. Oh, together
you.
Forever.
Oh, that's a bit awkward now.
Four. Money. Take your money.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining, or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
A big thank you to RackBank for powering our pop quiz every single day. The RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. You get up to 50% off 5,000, over 5,000, I should say, offers with RackBank deals.
Oh my gosh, you know what? It would be so good if we gave away this pop quiz before Chris Fade comes back, because he gets so upset.
He gets so angry.
He does, and it would be amazing if Sonia was going to win that cash this morning. Good morning, Sonia.
Hi, morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, mate. How's it going? You all right?
Yes.
Good, good.
I'm so excited.
You're so excited. Okay, my name's Big Rossi. I'm the director of comedy on the show. We've got Pretty Malik over there as well. She's like the lady who does the traffic.
The lady who does the traffic, wow.
And the gossip and the news and everything else.
The mother of the show.
And then you've got Eddie over there who presses the buttons and does everything. So how are you this morning, Sonia? What do you do for work?
I am working for my husband's company. He is a wholesaler of watches.
Of watches?
Yes, he supplies watches to all 10-20 shops in over UAE.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
That's pretty interesting. Is it fun working with your husband, or can it be annoying?
It's not annoying because they have bread, butter and milk.
Okay, yeah.
Butter and milk. What does that mean?
Whatever is a business gives you money that runs your house cannot be annoying.
Exactly.
She's making money for the family. Are you ready? The 60 seconds for your pop quiz will start now. Who played Wolverine in the movie X-Men?
Pass.
Little Mix were a girl group from which country?
UK.
Finish the TV show. Orange is the New
Black.
True or false, Nicole Kidman was once married to Tom Cruise.
True.
Who sings Dangerous Woman and Positions?
Ariana Grande.
What sport is Sonny Bill Williams associated with?
Football.
True or false, Mark Zuckerberg is the founder of Apple.
True.
Who sings the songs Up and Bodak Yellow?
Cardi B.
Finish the 2021 movie, Godzilla versus
King Kong.
What is the currency of England?
Pound.
Okay. Who sings Dangerous Woman and Positions?
Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Who played? Who's helping you cheat?
My son.
Well, you know what? You did so well, you got 600 dirhams.
See? You did well.
I thought I'll get zero.
See?
Whatever true and false were there, I was just doing it fluke.
She was taking a guess, she says.
Sonia, you were so worried, but you did so well. 600 dirhams. I'll tell you what you got wrong. Hugh Jackman plays the Wolverine in the movie X-Men. Rugby is Sonny Bill Williams. Mark Zuckerberg is not the founder of Apple. He's the founder of Facebook. And although you said King Kong, we needed Godzilla versus Kong for that movie. We could not accept King Kong. But well done, Sonia. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. If my son would have played, he would have got full.
It's okay. 600 dirhams is still amazing.
And I spoke to you. That is the biggest reward for me.
Aw, Sonia, you're amazing. Give the family our love.
I speak with you. I didn't expect it. I'll get a chance to speak with you. That is also a big achievement for me.
You're
today.
So cute. You are just so cute. Have a great day. Pretty Malik's Gossip. Starting off with the sad news. DMX died at the age of 50 this weekend. His family issued a statement saying that he was he passed in the hospital with his family by his side. He was on life support for the past few days. He was hospitalized last week, had an overdose and a heart attack. It was just really, really difficult times. Could not fight it back. But of course, our thoughts and prayers are with DMX and his family. Gone way too soon. 50 years old is very, very young.
Bit of a hip hop legend, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolute, you know? Like, absolute legend.
Some of his songs are just unbelievable. Like, Rough Riders and
iconic.
Yeah,
like he took the mantle. They say he took the mantle after Biggie and Tupac passed away. Yeah. So he was the next, like, great rapper after them.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So we will actually pay tribute to him. Coming up just after 8. Mm-hmm. Now, Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian taking their relationship to the next level. This is how I know the relationship is doomed. He's gotten Kourtney, the name Kourtney, tattooed across his chest.
No.
You know it's going to fail.
Well, he's covered all over anyway, isn't he?
He could probably cover it again if he needs to.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've only gone official with their relationship for the past 2 months. Is it too soon? Usually the tattoo is the seal of death for any Hollywood relationship. You know?
Yeah.
So we'll see how that happens. Okay. Alicia Keys, she was spotted serenading students and staff at a girls' school in Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
When did this happen? She performed Fallen for a small group of students. This was at the Madrasat Ad-Dira. Have a listen. So good. Like,
amazing.
It's just effortless from her.
Yeah.
There's just, she just opens her mouth and that's what comes out. Like, amazing. It's insane.
When she was in Dubai and she did that sort of motivational speech slash performance, everybody was just talking about her, right?
Mm. She's such an inspirational woman.
Yeah,
love her. And finally, the 2021 BAFTAs, well, part one of it have taken place virtually. The opening night saw two wins for Chadwick Boseman's final movie, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. The best British short film, though, went to Farah Nabulsi for The Present.
Wow, amazing. Okay, the rules, I'll make it fast. I want to thank BAFTA. I want to thank everybody who worked on this film with me. And for anyone who has seen The Present, you would know why I dedicate this award to the people of Palestine, for whom freedom and equality is long, long overdue. Thank you. Much love. Huge love and appreciation.
Wow.
Farah, is a Palestinian British, which is very, very cool to see. The main event of the BAFTAs will take place overnight today. Mm-hmm. So we'll have some of the other big winners on tomorrow.
All right. Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
Lovely music. I think it's totally apt for this disgusting story that I'm about to tell you right now.
So should I not have like any coffee or water right now?
No. Probably not. So went for a lovely family brunch the other day on Friday, obviously because we didn't go away. We needed to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Can't just sit in the house all day. So we went for a brunch and it was lovely, actually. And then I decided that I need to go to the toilet.
Okay.
As you know, when you stand up, you've got to get your mask on.
Correct.
So got my mask on, went into the toilet.
Do I want to know?
Yeah, it's not bad. Not that bad.
Did it fall?
Sat down to
do your business.
Don't go into that detail.
All right, and then took off my mask.
Okay.
And why?
I just like, I thought I was pretty safe in the cubicle.
The whole point is you're supposed to keep your mask on.
I'm in the cubicle. I thought I could take it off for a sec.
No, Rossi, that is highly wrong.
Why?
You're not supposed to take it off.
When you're sitting down, you don't take your mask off.
No.
When you're going in the washroom.
It's a public bathroom with other people.
Yeah, I'm sitting in a cubicle.
What, is it closed top and bottom? No, it's open on top.
And I needed to do a video.
Oh my goodness.
No, so I took it off. And then I pulled my trousers up, right? And came out. And then I started washing my hands like that. And then this guy comes in. And then I thought to myself, oh, I haven't got a mask. Where's my mask gone? Went back into the toilet, looked around, wasn't there.
Where is it?
You flashed it.
I couldn't believe where it had gone. So I was like, oh, no. I didn't have a mask. So I just sort of walked out to the security guard and said, can you help me? Like, I need a mask. And then I realized that my mask was in my trousers. I must have put it there while I was... It was in my trousers. I pulled my trousers off. So I had to go back into the bathroom, get my mask, so put it back on.
Wait, on the floor?
It wasn't on the floor. It was in my trousers.
Where?
Luckily, in his boxers.
No. Underneath that, there was in between the trousers and the boxer shorts. Eddie, don't be disgusting. So then I went back out to the brunch with my mask on.
You are disgusting. Number one rule, when you're in a public bathroom, please do not remove your mask.
That, you know what? If I didn't remove my mask, you're right. I wouldn't have had this problem.
Because you're not allowed to, Rossi. It's wrong.
I'm sitting in a cubicle, I thought it was okay.
No, it's not. I'm just letting you know. It's not. It's a public bathroom. I know if I walked into a girl's bathroom and I saw a girl just with her mask off because she thinks she's in the bathroom, I would be very upset.
Hold on, pretty. I was in a closed cubicle, sat down, right? Top to bottom was closed off. That's why I took it off and put it down in my pants.
And you put it in your pants and then you put it in your mouth.
It was a brunch, you know? I was enjoying myself. I forgot. Please always wear a mask, even when you go to the toilet. Keep it on. That's my advice for you.
Otherwise, it falls in your pants.
I'm sorry about that.
So, you know, we love our games on the Chris Fade Show, especially Chris. He loves playing them, even though he's a sore loser and always throws a tantrum.
Yep.
So this is a look back at the reverse word game.
Yes.
So we're going to play this game, the reverse game. I'm not sure what this is all about, but Rossi, I know we need Eddie. Phone guy Eddie, you need to come in here and help us out. How do we play this?
Okay, so Eddie has recorded some words and then he's reversed them. He's going to play them out and we have to copy the reversed words.
Okay.
Like, say it in reverse, basically. And then we'll flip it back and play them out. And the nearest one wins.
Gosh,
the one that sounds the same.
So complicated, but I think it'll all make sense in the end.
Yeah.
Here we go. Word number one. Sabizier.
Sabizier.
Okay.
Not bad. Let's go, Rossi. Your turn.
Sabizier.
Sabizier.
Ooh. Can I hear it one more time?
Sabizier.
Sabizier.
Okay.
So now we just said something that when played backwards, hopefully will sound like we're speaking the English.
Correct.
So that was phrase number one. What were we actually saying, Eddie?
What you were actually saying was crazy boss.
Oh, crazy boss.
Mm.
This is how you sounded pretty. Let's see.
Crazy boss.
That's pretty good.
Wow, that was good. Okay, pretty. Rossi.
Crazy boss.
Oh.
Well, who's better? Okay, let's see me. Hold on.
Crazy boss.
Nah.
So you're the worst.
I'm always the worst at this game.
I think Rossi gets this round.
Oh, yes. Okay. Thanks, pretty.
One for Rossi. Okay, another word. Here we go.
Here we go. Word number two. Swan Engel.
Swan Engel.
Pretty rubbish at this, I've discovered.
I was the worst last time we did this.
Yeah, because you're going last, so you hear both of us, cheater.
Come on.
Rossi, here you go. Swan Engel.
Swan Engel.
You did exactly what I did.
Go again.
Swan Engel.
Swan Engel.
That's pretty good, actually.
I thought that was good.
Word number two was long nose.
Thanks, Eddie.
How'd you know it's about you?
Yeah, all right, let's see how pretty sounded.
Long nose.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rossi.
Long nose. Okay, I'm out there.
Chris.
Long nose. Pretty gets it.
Chris is a loser so far.
Last word. Pretty. East half.
Are you kidding me?
Who is this?
Let's do it again.
Amo istaf.
Amo istaf.
Rossi. Amo istaf.
Amo istaf.
Chris.
Here you go.
Amo istaf.
Amo istaf.
What?
Word number three was Fatty Boomba.
Fatty Boomba.
I love these words. Okay, yeah.
So this is it. Okay.
Pretty.
Fatty Boomba.
Not bad, not bad.
You missed off the B.
You got the fatty part. All right, Rossi, how did you sound?
Fancy.
Fancy.
Okay, come on, Chris. Dude, I hope I did well.
Chris.
Fatty Bomba.
Stop talking.
Okay, sorry.
Fatty Bomba. I think Pretty won.
I win!
2-1 to Pretty. Well done, Pretty. Well done.
Well, the only thing that I'm going to say to you, Pretty, is...
Oh, how dare you!
That is so offensive.
So you saw my Insta stories, what happened, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was... I'm so sorry, Rossi, but I was laughing. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't be laughing, but it just... It was just funny.
Well, what happened was, every Friday, I like to go out with the boys on our Vespas. We've got classic Vespas, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm in a club, Vespa and Lambretta Club of Dubai. And I rocked up there, and as I was going down Wassel Road, Al Wassel Road, to the petrol station where we meet at 8:15.
Yes.
Some crazy noise came from my blue scooter, which was from 1981. Big banging. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I got to the petrol station. We took it all apart, had a look at it, and they were like, yeah, it's bad. So I had to take it back to our house.
Okay.
Couldn't get that far, broke down, so we had to leave it there. Got on the back of somebody else's, went back to my house, got my other scooter out.
You have two, yeah.
I've got two, I'm very lucky.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I got that one out, got down to Business Bay, and that one broke down.
Oh, no.
So then I had to call my man and van man. Asif, from Pakistan.
He came... looks so happy to be driving you around. Not.
Well, I should hope so. I gave him money. But we had to lift two motorbikes into the back of this truck, and then he drove me home.
So no, there was no like scootering around the Dubai for you.
It was rubbish.
So what's going to happen? You need to get it fixed before this Friday.
Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah, I'm going to have to get it fixed. That's more money. And Liz said to me, they spend more time in the garage than they do outside the house.
Oh, now she's definitely not going to let you go on Friday. Oh. You better figure something out.
I'm going on a staycation. I can't leave. So big day happened over the weekend. Pretty Malik finally
moved.
Finally.
You know, I started looking for a new place in February.
Yeah.
We are now April. It took so long.
Wow.
To finally find the right place and then to finally move in is crazy.
I mean, it's you've tried. You had a situation where you nearly had a place.
And then we lost it.
And then you lost it. And then this one, we had a few problems with moving in.
Yes. There was like, we had to keep pushing the move-in date back. So then I just kind of gave up and said, well, some point in 2021, I will be able to move into a new place.
Yeah.
So it happened over the weekend. We started moving on Friday morning. And now the weekend was literally just spent opening boxes.
Yeah.
And it's so weird because obviously the movers in this country are like a next level thing.
Unbelievable.
Because like back home, you would do it on your own because it would be too expensive to hire movers. Mm. So you would get a truck. Mm. You would hire the truck for the day.
Yeah.
You'd get boxes from your local supermarket.
And you do it yourself, yeah.
And you do it all yourself. You get your friends over, you order some pizza, and you pack your stuff.
And you drive it yourself.
You drive it yourself and unload it.
15 trips.
Back. 100%.
Yeah, we sort of do that as well in the UK. Yeah. Like to save money, you know, like because these removal companies are expensive. So.
Yeah. Mm.
So you did it and you moved in.
Yes. And it was interesting because the way that they pack, like you would never think that's how you should do it. But you should be doing it.
Yeah.
And as we're opening up boxes, it's almost like opening old memories that we haven't even... You know how you have... I guarantee everyone has something in the back of a closet or in the back of a cabinet somewhere that they have probably not even touched or seen for 5 years.
Mm.
And you just discover so many things. So we're super excited. We're happy to be there. The only thing is I can't step outside of the house after dark.
Yeah.
Why?
Cats.
Scared of cats.
It's too quiet. I haven't like slept really well because it's too quiet for me.
Oh my gosh.
So I need to put city noises on, like cars.
You're the opposite. People. Do you know what? I was watching your Insta stories yesterday and I could hear the bird song.
Yeah.
And I was getting emotional for you.
Why?
I don't know. I was nearly crying.
No, you were not. Get out.
I was watching your Insta stories and I was just like, oh, like, I was so happy that you've got, like, a back garden now.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
I don't know, I was getting emotional. I was like, I saw you doing your dancing on your Insta stories in the back garden. And I was like, this New York girl has finally got herself a back garden. It was the day after a brunch, though. But...
Oh, okay, that makes sense. That does make sense.
But I was so happy for you.
Thank you, Rossi. I have to say, my whole family, like my parents, well, my sister lives in the house now, but my parents and I, we have never lived in a house.
Wow.
Ever.
Always an apartment.
Always been in an apartment.
City life.
This is a whole new world, guys. All I got to say is I'm hitting 10,000 steps a day because I got to go up and down.
Up and down the stairs.
It's a new world for me, guys.
Yeah, there's get a cats. Fitbit.
This morning, I woke up Jeff to open the door so I can get into the car because I was too scared to go outside.
Aww. Well, that's a problem.
Who cares? What is he doing? He can wake up.
No, I don't care about him. He can get up every day. I'm just saying for you. You want to live your life like that?
Yes.
Cats, this is how it's going to be now.
Yes.
So Jeff's going to get woken up every day?
Yeah. Well, get an early start to the day. Early, what do you say? Early bird gets the worm.
Yeah.
There you go.
I love singing stories as well. He's in the back garden, like watering the bikes and cleaning them up. I was like, yeah.
You know that they've only chosen that house because it's got an Instagrammable back garden, don't you?
That's 100%.
That's why they've done it.
Why else would you choose a place to live? If it's not on the gram, did it even happen?
She's lived there for, I think, two nights. I've seen 15 Instagram. The stories of a back garden. She's loving it.
Well, what else am I going to do? It's either I show you that or I just show you 100 boxes.
Yeah.
So what's prettier to look at, you know?
The garden, and I love it. The AstroTurf, fantastic, pretty. Yeah, good job.
Fake grass. Girl moves to the suburbs, gets fake grass.
You've changed, pretty.
Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio.
Pretty Malik gossip.
So cops have arrested a suspect for allegedly trying to break into Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello's home. They were successful in breaking in. They realized that Shawn and Camila were home, freaked out, went back out, but on the way out, swiped the keys to Shawn's G-Wagon and stole that instead. Now, the one that they got, the one that's in custody now, they believe is the one who actually took the keys because cops caught him while following up on a trespassing call they got at a home in another area. Mm. When they nabbed the guy, they found the key of a G-Wagon. And when they matched it up to Sean's car, they realized it is Sean's car. That's how they found him. Why is he walking around with a key? No idea. The car was also found completely fine. It was just parked on a random street. Obviously, it didn't have the keys to it. So that's the update on that. Super scary. There's been so many break-ins in that Hollywood area recently. So at least the cops are finding them.
Yeah.
Moving on to the Friends reunion, Matthew Perry shared a behind-the-scenes photo of himself prepping in a makeup chair for the Friends reunion, but then he deleted it 27 seconds later. So either he was not supposed to say that they started filming, but too late. The internet knows everything, even in 27 seconds.
27 seconds.
So now we know that they have officially started filming the Friends reunion.
I bet you someone took a screenshot as well.
Yeah,
within
I have
that 27
people
seconds.
100%. They have alerts. This Friends reunion has been a year in the making.
Right. Wow.
We are this Friends reunion better live up to the hype. So if this thing is bad, I'm going to be so angry.
Yeah, so people set the alerts on the phone.
Yeah.
And they get, you know, all the messages coming through.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
And finally?
The Crown, season 5, they're going to start filming soon as well. If everything goes to plan, you know, COVID rules, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. They're looking for a July start. So season 5 is going to take the show into the early 90s, focusing more on the relationship between Charles and Diana.
Okay.
There's a new cast, though. This season. So we're not going to have the same Diana or the same Charles.
Yeah.
It's going to be all new. Elizabeth Debicki is going to play Princess Diana. Mm. Dominic West is going to be playing Prince Charles. Even the Queen is changing. We're going to see Harry Potter's Imelda Staunton, and Jonathan Pryce from Game of Thrones is going to be playing the late Prince Philip. This is the second to last season. Season 6 of The Crown is going to be the last one.
Really? Okay. I reckon the viewing figures have gone back up for this, though, the last weekend. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. People are watching it. You know what? I didn't know a lot about Prince Philip, to be very honest, or the Queen, as far as the background and the rise to queendom, is that what you call it, or power? And it was only through The Crown. I know that it's not completely fiction. I mean, not completely truth.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Prince Harry said it's a good sort of interpretation of it.
Yeah, exactly. He said he watches it. So I learned a lot about, you know, the decisions the Queen has had to make over the years, the challenges she faced with Prince Philip as well, who had to kind of come into his own, find a place for himself in the monarchy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There's so much that you learn. And this past season about Diana. Mm. Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
Just imagine, though, your Prince Harry watching The Crown. That must be the weirdest thing.
The whole family.
That's me.
Yeah.
Like someone interpreting your life. I was like, oh, really? really?
It's so strange.
Megan's like, did that really happen? And he's like, yes, yes.
And telling the stories. And yeah. now his children will have that forever to see. Yeah. Same with William's kids. Mm. They'll have that forever to see. Isn't that the weirdest thing?
It is weird, yeah.
But yeah, season 5, if they're filming this year, hopefully by the end or beginning of next year, we should have that.
There we go, pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
I have a big debate and I need your help.
Okay, tell me.
People of the country. So we rescued a cat.
Yep.
We've called him Saffa because we found him outside Saffa Park.
Yes.
He's the house cat now. And I love him. I have a great relationship with the cat. He follows me everywhere.
You're like buddies now.
Yeah. The kids love the cat. They run back in the house and they can't wait to see the cat. Mm. Liz, however, hates the cat.
Oh, no.
She doesn't like the cat. She says she doesn't get anything back from it. I'm like, it's because you don't show the cat any affection.
Is she a cat person, though?
Not really. She's more of a dog person.
Okay.
And I'm also a dog person, but now I'm leaning towards more of the cat side of things.
Because you've made this bond.
I've got this connection with this little cat that we saved. And now me and him, we're great buddies.
Your best friends.
Yeah, he always comes and sits next to me on the couch, cuddles up. But then he'll try and go and sit next to Liz, and she wants nothing to do with him. She's like, no, no, go away. No, go away. She's scared of him.
She's scared of the cat.
And I'm like, it's a little cat. What's he going to do? He's not going to do anything to you. You know, show him some affection.
Aww.
And she's like, I can't. I'm a dog person. And I'm like, well, I think I'm turning into a cat person.
So what's the thing you need help with? What's the...
I just need some points to go back to Liz because she wants me to spend 14,000 dirhams on a dog.
What?
Importing a dog from the UK.
Ooh,
she wants me. And I'm like, no, it's not fair.
Oh, her dog, like her family dog?
No, like a dog that she likes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, I'm happy with this stray cat that we've rescued and saved its life.
So in the Burrell household right now, it is cat versus dog.
Yeah. So I need some good points on why cats are better, just to sort of explain to her. Because, you know, I'm not very good in these argumentative situations.
I think you're going to get a lot of cat lovers, but I think you're going to get a lot of people that are on Liz's side who are going to say, no, dog, I'm in team dogs.
Okay, so what's better, cats or dogs? That's the question.
Okay, 0487155444. Cat lovers, come on down. Dog lovers, come on down. Cat versus dog. 0487155444.
I'll start. Cats look after themselves. You just have to leave a bit of food out, some water, and they look after themselves.
So you're a cat person.
I'm a cat person.
I'm going to vote team dogs just because I'm scared of cats. So there it is. 0487155444. Are you team cats or team dogs?
Zaid, how are you, mate?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very, very good, thank you. We're asking, cat or dog, what are you?
So let me tell you guys, I'm actually a dog person. Back at my home in Jordan, I had literally like a couple of dogs in my place. And then I moved to Dubai and I wanted to get my dog with me, but I knew it was very hard for me to do that with work and stuff like that. Mm. So basically, I adopted my first cat like a couple of months ago. And it was, and I'm allergic to cats, by the way, and it went totally fine with me. And now I just adopted another cat just to keep company for my other cat.
So you have officially turned into Team Cat.
To be honest, I'm on Team Cat now here in Dubai, but I would always prefer to have a dog also. If I can afford having a dog, I would also have a dog as well with the two cats.
Well, this doesn't really help Rossi's situation at all, Zaid.
No, it's
not
good.
Let me
just give you one advice. If you want to get a dog, you need to be around 24/7. Dogs are not as independent as cats.
Mm.
So cats are really independent. They can take care of themselves. They don't need to be taken out a lot. So dogs need a lot of care.
Yeah.
Okay, so write that down, Rossi. Okay. That's a point that you can say to Liz.
Yes.
Thanks for your call, Zaid. Appreciate it.
All right, we've got to it. Sarah. Hey, Sarah. Good morning.
Morning. Hi.
All right, Sarah. Are you team cat or team dog?
Both.
Both.
Come on.
No, hold on.
My husband is deathly afraid of dogs, so we do not have a dog at the minute.
Okay.
But we've traveled all over with our cats. We've always brought our cats along with any different city that we move to. So we're, at the moment, cat people. Mm-hmm. But my husband has always looked at dogs, and, you know, we've fostered dogs along the way, and they get on with cats. Cats, especially strays, will get on with a dog.
So what do you suggest that Rossi should do, Sarah?
if the wife really, really, really wants a dog, foster one that's here, because there's so many dogs that need help.
Yeah.
Yeah, just foster one and see if he gets on with the cat.
That's
and
a good idea.
I would say it would, because most strays are tolerant.
Really? Well, it was only a couple of weeks old when we found that cat in the mud, but it goes over to the neighbor's house. They've got a golden retriever and they get on.
Yeah,
like
there you go.
The cat
there
just,
you go. There you go.
The cat just walks in. He's not afraid of the dog.
Well, I think, Sarah, that's a great suggestion. You know, foster a dog for a little while. So it's temporary. You're helping out, you know, and you can see if it works out in the Burrell household.
Practice, yeah.
Yeah.
The Saluki dogs are lovely as well, you know. Have you seen
them?
Yeah. They're really gentle, really nice dogs. So I'm trying to get, like, if she does want to get a dog, get a Saluki. Yeah. A, because it's free. And,
you still have to pay the shelter. It's not fair.
Well, of course. Yeah, of course. I'll put some money in there as well. But it's a lot cheaper than 14,000 dirhams.
Way cheaper.
But yeah, they're amazing dogs as well. The Salukis are really, really gentle.
They're beautiful, yeah.
Well, thank you for your call, Sarah. That's another good point for me. So thank you and have a great day.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
And finally, let's go with a cat person like myself. Tina, how are you?
I'm doing well today. How are you, Big Rossi?
All right, yeah. I need some points why cats are better than dogs, please.
There are so many points. Okay, so they are lower maintenance than dogs.
Yeah.
They can clean themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. This is great.
They like being indoors. You know, like, with a dog, like, they really do need more outdoor time.
Yeah.
And your cats, they love being indoors. You don't got to worry about that.
Hmm.
Like litter boxes, that's a lot easier than taking a dog out several times a day to go to the bathroom.
There you go. There's another reason.
So the main reason, Tina, I think you've struck a chord here with Rossi. You know him so well. Because Rossi wants as little, like, amount of work as possible.
Excuse me.
So this is the perfect solution.
It's low maintenance, but also a huge payoff. I mean, like Rossi was saying, like, he sits down on the couch, cat sits next to him for a wee cuddle.
Yeah.
They give a lot of love. They don't really require that much upkeep. They take care of themselves.
Tina, are you by any chance available to have this discussion with Rossi's wife later? Because I think I think you're better 100%. At articulating it.
100%.
See, that's it. When I'm in an argument, I can't think of the things to say.
Now you wrote it down.
I've got a list here.
Don't lose that piece of paper. Okay. Otherwise, we'll have to send Tina in.
Okay, I'm going to take a photo of it. I'm going to have a good old argument. I'm going to tell her. I'm going to tell her today.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could also get a parrot like Brent.
No, thank you.
Let's not do that.
Virgin Radio 104.4. This is the Chris Fade Show for your Sunday morning. That's it for us.
We're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Virgin Radio BMW Secret Sound continues next.
Yep.
With Sheena, get one step closer to winning that brand new car. Plans for the day?
Plans for the day. Gym, and then pick up the kids first day at school today. See how they are. And yeah, just chill at home, really.
No. You chill at home. Don't believe it.
I do. I will.
Yeah?
I'll maybe go to the park.
Yeah, there it is.
I just love the swings. Pretty, what can I say?
Absolutely. Well, whatever you're up to today, have a wonderful day.
We'll catch you later. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.